There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We the
time for us to commit our thoughts and action together. Deeds speak louder than words. So let's see if we can get to work for you with information and conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I would be Doug. He would be Ken Kessler, who is monitoring social network conversation about Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, there are other things that are going on in the world. How many of you are planning a plane trip today, this week, near future? Raise your hands. You see the picture of the plane? They got pelted by the hail on Sunday.
Woo! Yikes.
That's a yikeser. You're right, Kenny. Well, to dig a little deeper, not into that necessarily, but into how it is that things work in the world of air traffic. The air traffic controllers have not really been a big subject of focus since Ronald Reagan fired all 11,468 of them in the second. I chuckle because the sky did not fall literally or figuratively. The system was a little slow for a few days, but things worked. So what's going on now? There's a study, excuse me, that's been released of the amount of chronic fatigue that enters into the life of the average air traffic controller. They are less alert, and as a result of that, do they, by having not had either enough sleep or because they're focused too much, do they endanger the safety of the air traffic system? 888-302-3684. The government has kept this secret. Ah, wouldn't you know it?
Huh.
Another great work by the people that you pay, and they want to keep the information that they have from you. FAA officials declined to furnish a copy of the report, even though now it's known that the information is ready, not public. Freedom of Information Act request has been denied repeatedly. So now the news organizations behind this have to go to court. They first asked for information because these studies have been going on since December of 2011. So for almost 4 years, the information has been gleaned that shows nearly 2 in 10, that's one-fifth of a control employee unit, had committed significant errors in the process of their work, such as bringing planes too close together. Over half of the problem attributed to errors in judgment because they're tired. A third of controllers say they perceive fatigue to be a high or extreme safety risk for them at their job. Greater than 6 in 10 indicate that in the previous year they had fallen asleep at the job, or either on their way to the job or on their way back from the job. They average 5.8 hours of sleep a day in the course of their work week. They average 3.1 hours before midnight shifts and 5.4 hours before shifts that start at 5 o'clock in the morning. How does that make you feel about jumping on that plane today?
Yikes.
The study. Go ahead, Kenny.
No, it's just yikes again.
You got on 2 planes this past weekend.
I did.
I'm on planes all the time. The spokesman said that there was a survey, the most recent is 3,268 air traffic controllers. So that's about a quarter of all of them were in this study. And the study was done by the Federal Aeronautics and Air, whatever, Federal Aviation Administration. So they have, and what they've been allowed to do is take, make long shifts so they can have a three-day weekend. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. All right. So now more excitement from your friends and mine at the federal government. You think that's bad, and it is. Wait till you hear Evan Cutler, who is a writer and an organizer of a group that's on the watch for abuses by the Transportation Security Administration. This is part two of that story coming up next here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale. Summertime.
Cherry Wheat. Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Be responsibly.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
The Transportation Security Administration, also known as the TSA, is a favorite of mine because they are such blundering boobs. Generally speaking, you and I as the taxpayer are being asked, required to pay out $6 to $7 billion a year for basically nothing, or at least you thought it was nothing, other than Jennifer gets felt when she goes through the...
And loves every minute of it.
I don't know about that. I think that what they've done is a complete disservice. The whole Patriot Act and the foolishness that's happened since September 11th, pandering to things that are impossible to defend. The TSA is the biggest and best in that department, and outrage on top of outrage. Here is Evan Cutler, who has crowdfunded an organization called TSAWatch.org. This is the fact that he was able to do this. You know how I love crowdfunding, and I've been a big proponent of it, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, there are a dozen different ones, but the idea of coming up with public support for either a company or an idea, as in this case, is just genius. So, Evan, thank you for doing this. Tell us about TSAWatch.org.
Well, thank you very much, Doug, Jennifer, Ken, Roberta, and Rich for having me, and we really appreciate this. TSAWatch.org is a new citizens watch group, and the premise of it is that we are standing up to protect our mutual liberty, dignity, and property from violations by agents of the TSA, agents and policies, I would say. And that includes the sort of pat-downs you just described, Jennifer, having to go through. Many people have to go through them routinely because of either a medical device like a hip implant or cancer mastectomy triggering the alarms, and then they get patted down every time. And the new enhanced pat-downs now affect people. You know, they touch your genitals now as part of the pat-down, to put it bluntly. And then the other issue is missing property and theft.
That's the bigger issue here, as far as I'm concerned. My own personal story with this, I was harassed at LAX. I go through LAX probably 2-3 dozen times a year. I was in a different gate, though, this particular day, and it was at the time when they were still using the x-ray machines that I wouldn't go through, so I said, no, I'm not going. Then they have, you know, you opt out. So I waited for 14 minutes for somebody, these punks, when I said, I refuse to be penalized after I stood there for a minute or two. I want somebody to take care of me so that I can get to my plane. And the kid there, this little wormy 23, 24-year-old kid, he whispers, special agent over here, you know, so nobody can hear him. And I looked at him, I said, what are you doing? And he looked and gave me this scowl. I said, I want to see the manager right now. So
very good.
He whispered again so that nobody could hear him. MIC, man in charge. So anyway, the bottom line is that they went through my bags as a penalty. They took my cell phone out, put it in a drawer. I went down the gate, realized it didn't have it, went back to try to find it. They told me that they didn't have it, and I said to the lady behind the desk, will you please dial this number? She dialed it and it rang in the drawer. They just lie, and they're deceitful little... And this stuff, apparently, according to you, is going on everywhere. How much money?
We're on the same page. We're on the same page here, Doug. Every day, more than $1 million in claims are actually filed by passengers. In the past 3 years, from 2010 to 2012, $1.8 billion in claims were filed. Almost $1.2 billion of claims were filed. That was over $1 million a day. The TSA has improved their
claims
rate.
But the people
rate.
That are working there are stealing this stuff from you, right?
Some of it's theft, yes. And if you, what we do know is this, is if you fill out their multi-page claim report, you have about a 0.2% chance of getting your claim paid.
Yeah.
And that's part of why TSA Watch is existing.
So what are you going to do? In 60 seconds, tell us what you're going to do to improve the situation.
Well, like I said, we're a watchdog group of citizens standing together, and our power is in numbers. We need people to join us and stand with us, and the next 1,000 people to join us will have free memberships for life. They can come to tsawatch.org and register with our site.
What does it take to join? Besides filling out, what does it cost?
We're making it free for the next 1,000 people. We haven't actually come up with a membership price. People are welcome to donate. When they come to our site, they'll see a donate button. If they want to support our effort, we can always use contributions. They're tax deductible. But basically what we need to do is have people file their claims through us to the TSA so that we can keep a record of them and they don't disappear in a black hole. And we're going to publicize patterns. We're going to discover where particular agents seem to be associated with lots of complaints, and then we're going to send volunteer teams after those people to film them and document what they're doing. That's part of what we're doing.
Sue them.
We're collecting the data to actually be the grounds for future lawsuits.
Yeah, and get some lawyers that will have gone through the same thing. And they'll give you the services. So the crowdfund is what? Which crowdfunding mechanism are you using?
We're using GoFundMe, and it's GoFundMe.com/TSAWatch, or just come to our website and click the donate button. It's on every page.
TSAWatch.org. Good job, Evan. Thank you for doing this. Evan Cutler here on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Very interesting transformational music happening that we ought to acknowledge. This portion of Every Hour of the Good Day program is focused on some sort of music, music reality, musical fun. I have found it very interesting to see how bicultural, bilingual Latino musicians are doing a lot to change the music scene in our country, the pop music scene. You may or may not remember the alternative group La Santa Cecilia got a Grammy last year. There's the song and the threads of the music has a lot to do with the undocumented movement. We have a lot of people paying attention to this in the news, politicians, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How many people are paying attention to it when it comes to entertainment?
Yeah, I'd have the Cadillac Margarita on the rocks with salt and a chimichanga, please.
Right, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Just taken back.
Yeah.
To
hey, remember, yeah. What, 10 years ago, I mean, who ever heard of Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
That's right.
Before
now
Corona,
it's huge.
Before Corona was like a big beer. Yeah. And they brought it part in as part of their marketing message.
Yep. Yeah. The lady who's the leader of La Santa Cecilia is named Marisol.
This is very beautiful.
It is. It's very nicely done. She says that her influences were Juan Gabriel and mariachi music. And that's what she grew up around, in addition to the Beatles. Isn't that interesting how, as a young Hispanic lady, she listened to mariachi music and the Beatles?
Well, the Beatles, I think, is pretty universal.
Yeah, they were.
So she and the group and some others that are around, Oro Salido, there's a band in Mexico called Camila, and then there's Ariana Grande, who's made it big, hasn't she, this year?
Yeah, I mean, she's huge on the Disney scene and beyond, but, I mean, I don't see her in the same light as I see these people.
All right, so let's move into some of the others that have had that same influence, Richie, like Shakira.
I mean, I would say Shakira is a huge crossover artist.
Yeah. What makes, is it just the fact there are so many Hispanics, or do people like the music?
Shakira.
Shakira actually, I mean, her music is American pop with a very Latin flavor to it. Yeah.
She has a really strange bass. You know, I liked Shakira a lot after I got to
strange
see her and know
followers,
her.
Followers, you mean, Jennifer?
No, strange. She has strange influences in her music. Okay, so she has this, which she's known for, which is pop with Latin influence.
Yeah.
She also has done a ton of, like, hard rock music, and she released a country album. So
really?
She's got, like, she's really cool. My respect level for Shakira really went up after she was on The Voice.
Just up the street from my wife on the North Caribbean coast of Colombia.
Yeah.
And my wife grew up with, you know, the Beatles and mariachi music, too.
Well, yeah.
And, you know, so these Latin artists grow up with a huge American influence.
Yep.
Even though the Latin music is kind of their heart and soul, they are very influenced by the American artists.
If you listen to some of the Hispanic music stations, you'll hear a lot of this, but you'll hear American music as well. Now, Los Lonely Boys considered, are they American? Are they Hispanic?
They grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
But their father was Mexican, and they are what you call kind of like Tex-Mex blues.
Yeah.
And
I think they're very good, frankly.
They're extremely good, but they're kind of like Texas blues.
Is that what it is?
And they can
know the
kind
rest of your thing.
They call it Texican blues.
What's the difference between them and Los Lobos?
Los Lobos is a little bit more, not a lot, actually. Los Lobos is kind of Texas blues, too. Mexican
it's
blues.
Up-tempo, isn't it? A little bit more?
It's a little bit, it's not as bluesy. Yeah, it's a little bit more up-tempo.
Yeah. All right. So I thought you'd find this interesting as an acknowledgement of how our culture is changing. Or is it changing ahead or back?
And don't forget Santana.
Oh, yeah. Heavens, yes.
Huge.
Yeah, big influence on the pop culture. And that goes back to the 60s, his music. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Keep on praying, Lord. Just keep on.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's open up the highway of your mind from a two-laner to a four-laner to a six-laner to an eight-laner to a ten-laner. Yes, they have ten-lane highways in Southern California, the 405, from where you get on it at the 10 down to the airport is 10 lanes, five on each side. Matter of fact, I think there are a couple of places on the 405 and a couple other freeways where you can get six lanes in each direction. And they still have pileups, and they still have traffic jams, and they still have people sitting there for hours and hours and hours in the traffic. Hooray. So that's about as much bad news as I have for you, folks. Thank you for joining us on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler saying hello to the folks listening to the radio station in Wheeling, West Virginia. Carries Good Day. Panama City, Florida. Monroe, Louisiana. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Putting on the hits conversationally. What Americans are talking about. Here's what Americans are saying in a survey of middle-income Americans, Kenny. 57% said they believe the middle class in America is decreasing. Duh. 51% of employed members of the middle class have experienced either increased health care costs, duh, or a cut in health benefits. So you're one of the exceptions there, which I'm proud to present because so many people want to, I don't really have a stake in the Affordable Health Care Act, one way or another, because I'm beyond the age where it makes any difference. But you are not, and still you're pleased with it in the second year, or what is this, third year of your being on the plan you're on?
I think it's the second year. I think it started at the beginning of last year.
Uh-huh. I always come to you because I don't know anybody else, honestly, really honest and true, that has had a good experience with it in terms of all around. Some people think it's great they have coverage, then they look at what it costs them, and they don't know if they can afford it. It's changed a lot of the reality of health care costs for families, that sort of thing. But it seems to be a regional, maybe it's the states that have it on their own, like California has their own. There are, 16 states have their own plan. I think, right. If I'm not mistaken. All right, here's what other Americans are saying. 66% say they tend to live from paycheck to paycheck. How many people... I don't think it's embarrassing, but I think it would be revealing to know who around you is living that way. Who goes from one week to the next, one month to the next? How does that work? It doesn't work well, but it is what it is. 47% said they, no matter how hard they work, they don't seem to be able to get ahead. See, I think that's a state of mind, frankly. I believe thoughts are things, and it has proven that that premise has turned out for me to be true over and over and over and over again. You set your mind to something, whatever the goal is, and if you work at it and think about it, maybe read into a little of how that mind works of yours, I think you get what you want. I think people give up too easily, or they expect that they're going to have this, that. You can't expect, it is what you work for that comes to fruition. Napoleon Hill's books on thinking and being rich and having abundance, that sort of thing, are great reads. If you haven't ever taken advantage of them, look up Napoleon Hill online and get one of his books. Nearly 83% say that there's not much money left after they've paid their bills. So there are 66% who say they live from paycheck to paycheck. 83% say when they pay their bills, not much money left. I think that's a common affliction. I think there are a lot of people who are, if you will, living the quote-unquote American dream, which means you spend what you have and then some. So, right? I mean, don't you think that that's really, you get caught up in that stuff. So it comes out as a negative, but it really isn't. It's your decision. How it's like your health and well-being. All the things that go on in your body and with you in your life are they're a result of your decision. Whether you drink Pepsi-Cola or you drink water. Water is much healthier for you than Pepsi, but yet a lot of people drink Pepsi because they say it tastes good. I've never gotten that either. I don't understand. I don't think Pepsi or Coca-Cola tastes good. And they certainly are not thirst-quenching. So anyway, 89% of respondents believe that businesses have a social responsibility to their employees and to the community. Social responsibility. I believe that. I think I exercise that here by getting people to focus on those sorts of things. Everybody has a different way of doing it, but I do think that there is. That term maybe isn't as well interpreted as it might be, but we all have, in my estimation, we all have, I don't know if obligation even is the right word, but it's good to give back. It makes you feel good. If you're just doing it for yourself even, which is fairly selfish, but if you're doing good things, what's the difference? Whatever the reasoning behind it, who cares? Just do good stuff. 81% believe the American business community makes decisions based on what's best for their shareholders and investors, not what's best for their employees. Well, that's because it's their job. The CEO of a company is not there to, if he's smart or she's smart, they'll take good care of their employees, because if you have happy employees, for the most part, you'll have a well-running machine, which then helps the company to be more profitable. But their number one job is not to take care of the employees. It's to make sure the shareholders are getting value for their investment. That's the job. Whether you like it or not, agree with it or not, think it makes sense. That's why all of this BS focused on CEOs and their pay and what the relationship is and that stupid new law that requires, it's just all it does is more discourage people from doing what America is best at in the world, and that's creating new businesses and new opportunities and new jobs. That's why I get so many people on government assistance, because we keep stupidly, or maybe it's the plan. I'd like to think it's not the plan, but it may be the plan to make, at least some people want to have the government control everything, kind of just like the old communist days. Hello, ding, ding, ding. 74% of the middle class said that they take responsibility for their own financial success. What the hell are the other 25%? Who's responsible? 100%
of you. Come on, Powerball.
Yeah, right, exactly. 100% of you are responsible for your thoughts, for your actions, for your deeds, for your success, for your health. It's all in your mind. It's mind stuff. And so as an extension of that, in a moment, we're going to have Uri Geller, who is perhaps the most powerful mentalist on the planet, talk about how he's different from everybody else. Anybody who's followed Uri's career, he happens to be a very good friend of mine, but he's an amazing man, what he can do with people and their minds. So if you want a mind adjustment, Uri Geller is next here with that for you here on Good Day. Bick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bick's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bick's pledge to save handwriting at BickFightForYourWrite.com. That's BickFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. The most exciting summer holiday is upon us. And no, it doesn't involve fireworks. But you do get to indulge in America's favorite dessert whenever the craving strikes. July 30th is National Cheesecake Day, and this year Fiber One has decided to turn it into a month-long celebration with its new cheesecake bars in two delectable flavors, salted caramel and strawberry. Lisa Lillian, best-selling author and creator of Hungry-Girl.com.
Summertime is full of temptation, so you need to choose wisely. There are lower calorie options for all of our favorite foods, even cheesecake. When you're looking for a sweet treat, try a portion-controlled Fiber One cheesecake bar. Each one has 150 calories and 20% of your daily fiber.
And what better way to celebrate than with a cheesecake sweepstakes? Visit Fiber One on Facebook for the chance to win a year's supply of Fiber One cheesecake bars and cash prizes through August 31st. For full rules, visit Facebook.com/Fiber One.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged. Good night. New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus a 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15, see store or staples.com for details.
15 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Uri Geller is here with us, as he is every week at this time. I've identified him, or maybe other people have as well, as a mystifier. People call him a mind motivator, a paranormalist, all of those things. And he is my friend and good friend and has been for a long, long time. And I was thinking about this as I think about you through the course of any number of events that take place in my life. And I think about how you help me interpret things. And so why is it Uri that I go to? Why did Uri and I become friends? What is there about him that makes him different? So I thought I'd turn the table around for a minute. Why do you, Uri Geller, think you're different?
Hey,
Hey, Dougie, that's a great question. I might disappoint you in my answer because I really don't think that I'm different. I do have a skill and a talent that maybe other people don't have, and it, you know, it boils down to the spoon bending and mind reading and so on, which is kind of rather extraordinary, and I'm always puzzled how I managed to instill it into world culture. But otherwise, I think that I'm very much like you and all your guests there and all our listeners. I'm just another human being, and that's period.
I'm not in agreement with you at all. I think you have more passion than the average bear. I think you have a different point of view about things. Although, when we first met, however many years ago it was, in that studio at KBC in Los Angeles, there was something about you that I found intriguing, and maybe it was, you scared me, I think, at first, not in a negative sense, but when I tell this story to my friends all the time about how you put the radishes, you had bent a spoon, and I was trying to get it, just because I knew who you were, but I hadn't paid a lot of attention to you, other than knowing that you were somebody that a lot of people knew and thought was interesting. But when you told me to hold my hand out and stuck some beet seeds in my hand, told me to close my fist and just wait for a few minutes, and then you and I kept talking about some of the things that you were presenting, because I think it was the little orange mind book that you were promoting at the time. And then you said 3 or 4 minutes later, okay, open up your fist, and it was
red radish seeds.
Radish seeds started to grow in my hand.
Yeah, I remember that. It was you were. I think I freaked you out.
You did freak me out.
but Dougie, that I don't think that makes me special than others. Look, everyone has a talent. You're incredibly skilled as a radio presenter. Look, you've been going for how many years, Doug? How many years have you been in radio?
This program will in October start its 28th year. 28th. I've been on the air as a radio person for 50 years.
Listen, when I look at you and hear you, I don't know how the hell you do what you do. I don't know how you can stay so many hours a day talking on radio and captivating and fascinating your audiences, your listeners. I couldn't do that.
Well, but
you couldn't bend a spoon.
No.
You couldn't, you know, talk for 4 or 5 hours every day about different topics. You do it so eloquently and so intelligently. So you have a talent. And does that make you different?
I have a talent. I have good people around me. And you don't. And I don't mean you don't have good people around you. You have your brother-in-law and support from your family. But when you're out there on stage, when I'm on, this is my stage. I'm on stage, but Jennifer's here with me, Roberta Fasanelli is here with me, Richie McFadden is here with me, Kenny Kessler is here with me. They all are aimed at helping us present the issues of the day and things that people are talking about in different ways. When you're up on the stage or when you're presenting, you are by yourself. You don't have anybody else up there. People that have watched you on television and have followed you in your shows, it is very clear that you are the focus of attention. And that's,
well, I'll tell you, Doug, because I'm a showman, I'm an entertainer, but I turned this entertainment into something more serious to do with spirituality and positive thinking.
Right.
You know, when I step out on the stage, my next big lecture is in Germany with other motivators. When I step out on the stage, I don't really know what will be my first words. I judge and I gauge the audience. And if I get that warmth from them, that energy, that powerful positive energy, then that lights me up, and then I'm okay. So then I perform brilliantly. But there's always ups and downs when you're alone on the stage,
mm-hmm.
and that's a tough one.
Yeah.
So I learned to live with this. This is my, you know, this is what I do. And now I really can hardly wait until you come here and we'll go on stage together.
You know, one of the things that in my stage, the thing that we do have in common is most of the time, and my colleagues will chuckle when I say this, when I go on the air, I don't know what I'm going to say either. I kind of know the direction in which I want us to go, but I don't often, most of the time, as a matter of fact, maximum is that I know sort of a direction to point us in, but I don't know what we're going to talk about, how we're going to focus, how we're going to frame some of the issues. Yep. So, yes, that's something we have in common. But I think that people, the world needs to know more about you as you continue to help people. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. Thanks, Uri.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
You have engaged my valuable services, Your Majesty. Just tell me where I can find this ogre.
Oh no! Go, Squadron! Hit it!
This is one of those voices very hard not to know that it's Antonio Banderas, and it's hard to know or not know it's Eddie Murphy, I think, don't you? All of us. This is Livin' La Vida Loca, Murphy and Banderas doing it together from the movie Shrek 2. Crank it up, Richie, will you? Antonio Banderas, 55 today. His favorite role, as far as I'm concerned, was as Zorro. I liked some of that movie.
That was the breakout for him.
It was a good movie. Anyway, Chuck Curry is here with us. We have movie music. He started with movie moments. He's got the stats as to how the movies fared over the weekend. We'll find out number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and what Chucker saw over the weekend coming right up here on Good Day.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8:15.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside.
Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, let's get to Chuck Curry's report on how the box office fared over the weekend. Some interesting movies out now, I think, Chuck. Are you agree?
There are. You were right, Doug, on Friday. You predicted Mission Impossible Rogue Nation was number one for the second straight weekend, doing $29.4 million, a solid $108 million in 10 days of release. The Fantastic Four, which was tracking at around $45 million opening, took a big hit due to some awful reviews and word of mouth, came in second, $26.2 million. I went to see, I brought my daughter on Friday. I was curious to see if this movie was as bad as people are saying. I didn't think it was as bad as people are saying. I think it was the most unusual.
I didn't think it was as bad. I thought it was worse.
It's one of the most unusual summer blockbuster misfires I've ever seen because the director is making something the studio clearly did not want him to make. It's almost plays like an art house movie.
Who is the director?
Little action, and it feels like half a movie where you could clearly see the studio tinkered in the editing room big time. In the last 15 minutes is absolutely awful.
Who is the director?
Josh Trank. He did a movie called Chronicle, which was pretty good. Sort of a superhero type film, and he got this gig, and he had one vision for it. The studio had another, and the end result is they're going to have to reboot this if they're going to go forward with another fantastic movie sometime in the next few years. Number three was The Gift. I went to see this also. I thought this was really, really good. A throwback to what they used to do in the 90s, a psychological thriller. Jason Bateman, I think, was absolutely terrific, and Joel Edgerton, who co-stars in this movie, wrote and directed. Great job. This is well worth seeing.
What's the storyline?
It's sort of a I don't want to give it away. Just go see it because you don't want to know anything about it.
I'm not a big fan of Jason Bateman. That's right. I'd like to
see it.
Great.
Really, really good.
He's really
number
good.
Four was Vacation, 9.1, $37 million in 2 weeks of release, and Ant-Man ran out the top five. I also went to see Dark Places, which is a movie just released in a few art house theaters with Charlize Theron. It's based on a novel by the same guy who did Gone Girl. This movie is not good. I thought it was quite bad and wrong. Belongs on DVD, not in a movie theater.
I went to see Meryl Streep, Ricky and the Flash. Kevin Kline is in it, and Rick Springfield. Quite a good movie. Rick Springfield, I never paid a whole lot of attention to him, but he really carried his own weight, I thought. Meryl Streep did her usual marvelous job in convincing you that she was all about the part that she was playing. Kevin Kline is her ex-husband. He's good. We were convinced that the daughter was really her daughter in real life, but I couldn't prove that by looking at the credits at the end. Can you check that out?
I think it is, yes.
Yeah.
I was reading about that last week.
Yeah, it certainly looks like her.
Yeah, it is her daughter.
Is it a real daughter?
Yeah.
She's very good as well. So that's another thing to keep in mind if you're looking for a good movie to see in the theater. Chucker, you're a good man. Glad to have you here on Good Day. 59 after the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.